7:07, we have cloudy skies, snow, blowing snow, and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 7 inches overnight here at the Nishta Valley's official weather station, actually since the snow started to fall yesterday at around 3 o'clock. That's 7-inch total through 7 o'clock this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Well, most of the schools in the listening area have canceled classes for today, and several businesses have also decided to either close or open later today because of the weather. Travel is not recommended anywhere in western Iowa or for most of the state, where the blizzard warning remains in effect until noon today. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports this morning Highway 83, 1 mile west of Atlantic, is blocked in both directions this morning, and that is due to an overturned semi. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan said the road was blocked between County Road M47 and Highway 173, or the Elkhorn Road. Again, Highway 83 west of Atlantic is currently blocked this morning. And an accident on eastbound Interstate 80 about 2 miles east of the Casey area has the road blocked this morning. The closure is between Antique City Drive and Exit 86. Travel not advised anywhere in western Iowa this morning due to the blowing and drifting of snow. It's a very dangerous situation. News time is 7:08.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
And taking a look at latest announcements as far as school cancellations are concerned, the Atlantic Community Schools have canceled classes for today. Also, no Head Start in Atlantic. Adair Casey, AHST, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Clarinda, Coon Rapids, Baird, Corning, and Creston have all canceled classes for today. CAM, East Mills, Elkhorn Kimbleton, Exira, and Essex have canceled classes. Fremont Mills, Griswold, Guthrie Center, IKM, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools have all decided to cancel classes for today. Also, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Red Oak, Riverside, Stanton, West Central Valley of Stewart, Trainer, Tri-Center, Villisca, Walnut, Woodbine, and Underwood have all canceled classes for today. Now, Charter Oak Ute is running 2 hours late. Farragut is running 2 hours late as well. Southwestern Community College is canceled for today. The final exams, which had been scheduled to take place today, will be held on Friday instead. There are several businesses that are closed today as well, and other community announcements to pass along to you. If you have access to the web, get on www.kjan.com and check out our cancellations page. There are just simply too many to list for you this morning. Thousands of people are without power in eastern Nebraska and across parts of Iowa as the powerful winter storm sweeps across the Midwest. Here in Iowa, MidAmerican Energy reports that more than 31,000 of its customers are without electricity, including 25,000 in the Des Moines metro area. More than 6,000 customers are without power in Council Bluffs, including 25,000. Actually, Alliant Energy reports also a little more than 1,670 customers in the southern and western parts of Iowa are without power this morning. The Omaha Public Power District says more than 3,600 customers, like the 36,000 customers, actually, in its service area in eastern Nebraska are currently without power. The hardest hit area is in and around Omaha, where 25,000 people are without electricity. OPPD says heavy snow and high winds gusting to more than 50 miles per hour are hampering efforts to restore power in many areas. And in Lincoln, Nebraska, a television station reports that many residents there are also without power. And travel is not recommended across much of the state today due to the blizzard, but many people will get in their vehicle anyway. And you should know that the Department of Public Safety is, of course, working through these dangerous blizzard conditions through noon today. The blizzard warning is in effect. Colonel Dave Garrison with the Iowa State Patrol says the smartest and safest thing Iowans can do is to avoid traveling in town or on the highways and interstates. Because of the blowing and drifting of snow, vehicles which skid off the medians or ditches will not be removed from those locations until winds and visibility on the roadways improve. As of the latest report from the Department of Public Safety, there are currently 15 counties in Iowa that have instituted a ban on towing until the conditions begin to improve. Here in western Iowa, Cass and Pottawatomie counties are under a tow ban. Towing prohibitions announced by the Iowa State Patrol apply to highways and interstates. Contact your local law enforcement agency to verify if towing is allowed within the city limits of your community. Again, no towing currently allowed in Cass and Pottawatomie counties, so if your vehicle goes off in a ditch, you're out of luck for a while. Well, Pete Helmstead with the Iowa Department of Transportation says packing an emergency kit could be a lifesaver if you travel today or decide to try to venture out.
A lot of times I think people think, oh, you know, I don't need all that stuff. But you get stuck in a storm just once, and you're going to be happy that you have it. You know, have a blanket, maybe a scarf and mittens and a stocking hat. So things like that are really important to have. Flashlight, maybe booster cables. All that stuff can really become pretty important.
Other items for your emergency kit might include non-perishable foods, water, a shovel, extra batteries for your flashlight, and insulated footwear. Helmstead said if you slide off the road into a ditch and help isn't available immediately, make sure the snow is cleared away from your vehicle's exhaust and crack open a window.
Yeah, make sure the exhaust is cleaned off and the window. Have that open a little bit, yeah, too. And I know some people, too, also carry candles and matches. If you do that, it wouldn't hurt to have like a metal coffee can to burn it in. And again, crack the window a little bit. It's going to give you some heat and some light, but you want to make sure that you've got fresh air in there as well.
Some motorists may feel the only emergency item they need is their cell phone.
I think a lot of people have this feeling of, I don't need that blanket or the gloves or whatever, or the boots, because if I get stuck, I'll call somebody. You know, you're right. You've got that option. But if it's storming and it's going to take 20 minutes, half hour for somebody to get there, or longer, it's going to get pretty cold in that vehicle if you don't have those other things, and maybe your vehicle isn't running.
Helmstead advises motorists to before making a winter trip, check your tires for proper pressure and make sure you have plenty of windshield wiper fluid. News time is 7:14.